It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hit another grim milestone in known COVID-19 case numbers statewide. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
Colorado, for the first time, reached a total of more than 200,000 cases since the pandemic began earlier this year. The state reached the 100,000 case milestone just last month in October, and it took less than a month to double that number. Part of the reason for the jump is increased testing, but the positivity rate, the percent of all tests that come back positive, is also high. The better news on that front is that in recent days, the positivity rate has been dropping. Andrew Dukakis, CPR News.
Coronavirus hospitalizations in Colorado went back up to near record levels Monday. More than 1,700 patients are hospitalized with a confirmed or suspected case of the virus. Dr. Sandeep Vijan is chief medical officer at Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo. Last week, the hospital was so full it couldn't accept any patients. This week, it's still busy, but not overflowing.
About 10 days ago, the mayor put a curfew in place at 10 p.m. Over the last 2 weeks, most schools have gone to completely remote learning. I think today we are seeing a stabilization.
But he worries that case numbers and hospitalizations will shoot back up if too many families have large in-person gatherings on Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is the deadline for state lawmakers to finalize bills for the upcoming special legislative session on COVID-19 relief. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
State lawmakers are returning to the Capitol on Monday for a rare special session. Governor Jared Polis called lawmakers back to work to pass a state stimulus package on economic relief for restaurants, small business owners, rental assistance, and money for broadband access for students and educators. Lawmakers are returning to the Capitol in person, but some lawmakers with health concerns will be allowed to participate remotely. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Online housing sites like Airbnb and Vrbo may soon face fines of up to $1,000 a day for letting unlicensed rentals appear in their listings. Denver City Council on Monday approved the penalties for app providers who don't ensure people comply with city regulations. This is CPR News.